What are solutions, and what is the California Water Alliance hoping to maybe figure out a way to get through this while you have an opportunity to hopefully rebuild those bank accounts?
Right. So the problem is more than, you know, the solution to our problem is more than rain in many ways. Yes, we absolutely have to recover is what I was talking about. So we have to have relief, whether it's relief, recovery, and then solution. So relief is obviously taking care of these communities that are suffering and helping out our you know, agricultural communities that are now dependent on weekly food bank deliveries and making sure we're getting fresh water delivered to communities, because that's just what's healthy and right for our communities and for our society. Then we've got to look at the recovery. How are we going to get our reservoirs back full again? Being as the reservoirs are now at their lowest level since construction, what we have to do is we need to create some sort of flexibility in the operations of our system so we can maximize what precipitation we do get and what snowpack we do get, allowing us to store more behind the reservoirs as opposed to leaving it released. So last year, I'll give you good example, because of existing environmental regulation, 10.8 acre feet went into the Sacramento San Joaquin Delta, which is kind of the heart of the vascular system of the state, where the water flows into there and then is channeled throughout the rest of the state. And of that 10, 7 went to sea. Was not allowed to be moved or stored. And so how are we supposed to recover without creating some flexibility here? Some ways where we are able to protect the environment, but also we need to get our reservoirs back up and give ourselves some flexibility over a set period of time so that we can recover our system. But then we got to look at our long term here. And this is where the Water Alliance really likes to focus is our attention is on our relationship with the resource going forward. We know that we have we have three water users in the state of California. We have agriculture, we have municipal industrial, we have the environment. And everybody is now going to have to change the way we relate to the water. We have to demand results, making sure that our environment is actually benefiting from the practices we're putting in place. Unfortunately, there hasn't been any scientific proof that a lot of the flow criteria issues and a lot of the water releases for these species has actually benefited the species. And so the species are continuing to collapse, and that is an absolute tragedy. Secondly, we now have thrown off the balance of agriculture having conserved up to 70%. I think California, CSU Fresno State said really the only room left for agriculture in California to conserve any more water is maybe 5%. 5 to 10, I think, if that. And then we have to look at our urban use. We really need, I think, change the way we're relating to our resource down there and really looking to maximize in the fashion of like an Australia or an Israel. Utilizing purple pipe, going to tertiary treated for our outdoor water use, low flow on a lot of anywhere we can start changing our behavior in terms of being aware of the value of the resource and how much we're using and what it's necessary for its use. So.